You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 3. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father." You will notice that the way God deals with us based on our level of maturity is different. In the days of Abraham, when there was famine and scarcity, he went to Egypt. God did not stop him from going to Egypt. The reason is that God specifically told him to leave his land and come to a land. If there was a problem in that land, the right thing to do is to go and ask God, "Lord, there is economic hardship in this land. What do I do? Do I still remain there?" Abraham didn't do that. He just heard that there is abundance in Egypt, and then he went to Egypt. Now, but when it came to Isaac, Isaac first went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar, but with an intention to go to Egypt because of economic hardship. But the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt." So you see the difference. Because the Lord had not spoken to Isaac specifically about where to dwell. In fact, this is the first time God is now going to tell Isaac about his location. As for Abraham, God has spoken to him, so he should not have gone to Egypt. As for Isaac, God had not spoken to him, so it was okay for him to think of going to Egypt, but then God stopped him and said, "Don't go." So the scripture says, then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt." Every time we are living the purpose of God, the plan of God for our lives, we are actually going down. He said, "Live in the land of which I shall tell you." Do you remember that was the same statement God made to Abraham in Genesis 12? He said, "You will go to a land that I will show you." Now, God is now telling him where he was to stay. But if you look at it, look at verse 3, it says, "Dwell in this land where there is scarcity, in this land where you are trying to run away, dwell in that land." He says, "And I will be with you." Brethren, what matters most is the presence of God. It is not a country where everything from afar seems to be rosy, because there's no rose anywhere. But anywhere the presence of God is with you, that is the place that you should be. Please learn this lesson and don't make a shipwreck of your life. Many people have made a shipwreck of their life because they made wrong decision to leave their location to another location. Don't get us wrong. God does relocate people. In fact, was it not God who relocated Abraham? It was God that relocated him from where he was to a new place. What you should keep in mind is, what is most important, what should govern your movement, should be the presence of the Lord, not the promise of economic reward, economic ease. It should be the presence of the Lord. He says, "Stay in this land. I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all this land." And then God assured him. Did you see? All that God gave him was a promise. God had not yet changed the situation of the land. God just gave him a promise that if you stay in this land, I am here and I'm going to be with you. And you know the rest of the story. He planted and he reaped 100-fold that same year because the Lord was with him. I pray that your life will be governed by the presence of God and not by the promise of economic prosperity. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.